Today's Shem Sech to Sanhedrin Daf Tzadik Hey. We will begin on Daf Tzadik Dalet Amud Beis, 10 lines from the bottom, Amar Rav Huna. We continue discussing Sancheriv and his attacking Yerushalayim. Amar Rav Huna, Esem Asois, Nos Ois Arosh Abois Ayoyim. What normally takes 10 days to travel, Sancheriv did in one day. Shnemar, Bo, Elias, Eivir B'Migro, and L'Michmash, Yafkid Kalev, Avru Mavra Geva, Molon Lonu Haroda Haroma Giva Shol Nosu, Sali Koilech Bas Galim, Hikshiva Lisha, Ania Anasois, Nododom Midmoina, Yoshve Geim Hizu. So without translating the Pasuk, if you'll take the time out to count, you'll find there are 12. And 12 stops. And therefore ask the Gemara, Hani Tuva Havyun. Rav Huna says that he made 10 stops, he traveled 10 places in one day, but the Pasuk mentions 12. Answers the Gemara, Tzali Koylech Bas Galim Novi Huda Kamala. The statement of Tzali Koylech Bas Galim is what the Novi is saying. He's saying to Knesset Yisrael, he's saying to the Klal Yisrael, Tzali Koylech Bas Galim, you Klal Yisrael who are the Bas Galim. Why is Klal Yisrael called the Bas Galim? Because we are the Bitoi, we are the descendants of Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, she'osu mitzvahs kegalei hayam. Our mitzvahs are compared to waves of the ocean. So I sort of first explain why the mitzvahs of Avram Yitzchak Yaakov compared to the waves of the ocean. First, explain a wave. When you have a real big wave, it's very noticeable. The way that Avos fulfilled the mitzvahs, they fulfilled them in such a perfect way that they were noticeable. But the Mefarshim go on to explain. What happens when you have a big wave? The wave comes, it's very obvious, and then it goes, recedes back into the water, and there's no memory of that wave. So too, even though the Ovis did the mitzvahs on such a high level, after they did the mitzvah, they didn't consider themselves any greater or better. They were very low-key about it afterwards. Hekshiva Lisha, Mahailo Tistafi, you have no reason to worry, says the Navi to Klal Yisrael, from this lion, as the Gemara will explain soon, Sancheriv, who we do need to worry about, as we will learn in further sugyas, Istafi Nebuchadnezzar. We have to worry about Nebuchadnezzar, the Mosaklar Karye, the Nebuchadnezzar is compared to a lion. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says in Yirmiyah, Ola Arye Mesafchoi, the lion came out of its lair. Says the Gemara, "My ania nosis." What does that mean? Says the Gemara, "Also yimri bechelkia umesnaba alam anosis." There will be a navi Yirmiyo who lived in anosis that will say nevuah about this entire event. The ksev, as the pasuk says in the beginning of Sefer Yirmiyo, "Divrei Yirmiyo bechelkia min kahanim asher banosis beeretz Binyamin." Ask the Gemara, we're calling Nebuchadnezzar, the Navi is calling Nebuchadnezzar a lion. But how does that work? In this Pasuk, he's called Laish. And in that Pasuk, he's called Ari. So how can we say that both Pesukim refer to Nebuchadnezzar? Mi Domi, asked the Gemara. Hosam, in one Pasuk, he's referred to Ari. And Hocha, he's referred to a Laish. Answers the Gemara, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Shisha Shemus Yesh Lari. A lion has six names. Elohein, and they are Arik Fir, Lovi, Laish, Shachl, Shachatz. Ask the Gemara, now that we started with Rav Huna's statement that Sancheriv traveled through 10 cities in that one day. And then the Gemara asked the question, the Gemara quoted the long Pasuk in Yeshaya, and the Gemara's question was that if you count, there's 12. So the Gemara responded that three of those psukim aren't really referring to stops that Sancheriv made. So now we have a different problem. We have too few. We started with 12. If we deduct three, we're down to 9. So again, we have an issue with the statement that Rav Huna began our share with. Ihocha Botzrulhu. We only have 9 cities, and Rav Huna said 10 cities. Answers the Gemara, Ovra Mabra, when the Pasuk says Ovra Mabra, they're not to be considered as one city, Tartininhu. It's considered two city. Says the Gemara, "My oir hayoyim b'noiv lamoid." The pasuk says in Yeshaya that because of noiv he stood the day. Omer Rav Huna, says Rav Huna, "Oisa hayoyim." That specific day that Sancheriv came to attack Yerushalayim, Nistar Me'avoyne Shaloiv, was the day that Klal Yisrael still had to pay for the Avera that they did with Noiv. And just to review a chapter of Navi, as Shaul HaMelech was running after David, and David had nothing to eat, and he had no weapons, he arrived to a city called Noiv Ira Kahanim. Noiv Ira Kahanim was a city that was inhabited by Kohanim. And it was a city where Achimelech was the head Kohen who lived in that city. And David HaMelech, without telling him what was going on, approached him. He assumed that David HaMelech was actually the son-in-law of Shaul and the assistant of Shaul. And he went and he gave him food and he gave him weapons. When Doeg, who we've discussed previously, became aware of what happened, he reported this to Shaul, and Shaul had the entire city of Noiv decimated. And the Gemara is going to teach us that even though David HaMelech, certainly his intention was not to do anything bad to the city of Noiv, he still, since he indirectly caused their being killed, he is held responsible. So Mefarshim asked, and this was the last day, the day that Sancheriv attacked Yerushalayim, was the last day that Klal Yisrael, the David and Klal Yisrael, as Mefarshim wanted to explain, the 10 Shvatim, as we learned in the previous room, were sent to Golis. So they're not in the picture. Yehuda and Binyamin, who were the two players in the destruction of Noiv, David Melech being Shevet Yehuda, Shaul being Shevet Binyamin, were held responsible, and they were put to the, and they were, this was the last day they would have to pay for this punishment, for this Avera. So Mefarshim find it extremely interesting that this was punk that day, that this was the last day, the day that Sancheriv came. Why? So Mashah takes an approach to the Gemara. Mashah's approach to the Gemara is that, as we learned in the previous year, Chizkiah brought to Klal Yisrael a tremendous upswing in learning Torah. The Gemara we learned at the end of the previous year. And Torah had the power to overcome that Avera. So now that Chizkiah brought to Klal Yisrael this concept of Torah learning, now they didn't have to worry about that Avera. Daruch Haner makes a very interesting observation. Daruch Haner says that this day was Erev Pesach. He said all year round, they really didn't notice that so many Kohanim were killed. Because how many Kohanim do you need all year round? How many Kabbonis are brought on a year, on a daily basis? Erev Pesach, where every Jew is obligated to bring a Karban Pesach. So you needed a lot of Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash. And the fact that the entire city of Noiv, which was a city of Kohanim, was killed, that was the day it became noticeable that Noiv or Kohanim was destroyed. I saw a fascinating pshat from the Sefer Sanhedrin Ketana. The Sefer Sanhedrin Ketana says that how did this entire parasha of Noiv Ira Kahanim come about? It really goes back, we always have to look at the root of the problem. It goes back to when Klal Yisrael approached Shmuel that they want a king. And Shmuel appointed Shaul. And then ultimately we know the story, as much as we could explain it, of the battle between Shaul and David, which ultimately led to the destruction of the city of Noiv Ira Kahanim. So because they had a king who didn't live up, as Shmuel told them would happen, to what should be, ultimately, this happened. Chizkiah, as we learned in the previous shurim, was the model of the perfect king. The Gemara says he should have been Mashiach. So only when Chizkiah became the Melech Yisrael could the problem of their appointing Shaul as the king be solved. Others say that the pachad, the fear that Klal Yisrael had from the possible attack of Sancheriv is what caused them to have a kapara for the Avera of Noiv Ira Kahanim, and no longer was it something that they had to be concerned about. Another pshat that I saw, as we're going to learn, it's a very famous episode, that Chizkiah did not really want to have children. Chizkiah said, he saw that he will have, and we'll discuss later in our parak, Menashe as a grandson. And Menashe was a Rasha, certainly at one point of his rule. So Chizkiah was the one that, at a certain point, didn't want to have children. This was the day that Yeshayah and Chizkiah decided that they will have, that Chizkiah agreed to get married. He actually married Yeshayah's daughter, and they had children. The birth of Chizkiah's children was, the Beis Halevi says, was the antidote to the Aveira of Noiv Ira Kahani. There's a very fascinating tshuva from the Mari Vail based on this Gemara. Here the Gemara is saying that David HaMelech and Shaul, particularly David HaMelech, as we're going to learn now in this year, is being held responsible for what happened to Noiv Ira Kahanim. Even though he didn't directly do anything to them, he was sort of just like a goyim, an indirect cause, still he's being held responsible. So Mari Vail says in the tshuva, that let's say somebody sent a messenger, chas v'shalom, it could happen, somebody sent an employee on to do a job, and when the employee or the messenger goes, something happens to him, the meshaleach, says the Mari Vail, should be considered responsible. In fact, I saw from the Shaul HaTshuvas Meram Lublin, to the degree that it could very well be that the meshaleach has to go to the kever of that person and ask mechila. The Marim Lublin suggests that the meshaleach for that whole year should act bavelis to a degree. He shouldn't go to parties because he's somewhat responsible for what happened. But I saw the Shaul HaTshuvas Tzemach Tzedek and the Noid of Yehuda disagree. Could they say in this situation with Noiv Ir Kahanim, as I explained earlier, Achimelech, who was the head of Noiv Ir Kahanim, he was truly innocent. He didn't know what was going on. And David HaMelech, so to speak, got him into trouble. But if somebody comes to Meshaleach and asks for a job, he wants to work, and then something chas v'shalom happens to him, and the Tzemach Tzedek says, and let's say he's getting paid for it, so then it's a whole different situation, and we can't compare it to the case of the Gemara. So again, let's go back to the Gemara. Oyd hayoyim b'noiv lamoyd. Oymar Rav Huna. Oyd hayoyim nishtana ma'voyne shal oyv. That day was left over, the Klai Yisrael had to pay for the sin of noiv. Omle kaldoy, the astrologers told Sadcheriv, I azlis ha'idna, if you go today, yachlatlei, you will be successful against Klai Yisrael and Yerushalayim. V'loy, but if you miss today, lo yachlatla, you will not be successful. Urcha, says the Gemara, a trip, the Baal Eskuyba, Sari Yama, as we learned at the beginning of Shir, that should take 10 days, Saga B'chad Yama, he was able to do in one day. Kimata Yerushalayim, as Sancherev arrived to Yerushalayim, Shadalei Bistriki, they spread out rugs, add the Solok V'yosim Mulish Shora. He stood on rugs that were so high, he was able to stand above the wall of Yerushalayim. Add the Chazir L'Kur Yerushalayim. So now he stood above, higher than the wall, and he was able to get a view of all of Yerushalayim. Kichazia, when he saw Yerushalayim, izuta be'enei. It looked very small in his eyes. Omer, so he said, halod da hi katu Yerushalayim, is this the city of Yerushalayim? The lo agashis kom esharsi, that for this I brought all of my army, for lo kavishis kom edinasa, and in order to get here, I captured all of these countries. Halah is the ear of a chalsha mikol karchi amma. It's smaller and weaker than all of the countries that I've captured. But koif yod Allah, he waved his hand, the commanded bereisha, but koif yod Allah, he raised his hand, the commanded bereisha, he shook his head, umaisa biyodei al tor beis mikdash v'tzion, and he like waved his hand against the beis mikdash, the azart de Yerushalayim, and on the azor in Yerushalayim. Amre, Nishd be yada he'idna. So his assistants said to him, let's go attack it today. Amlu, tamisa lamachar. Let's wait till tomorrow. Isili, but what will we do tomorrow? Isili kochad v'chad menaychu guma har menay. Well, each one of you will remove from the wall one piece. I'll be able to dismantle the entire wall and enter Yerushalayim. V'hi b'laylahu, says the Pasuk, that night as they were encamped, v'yetz malach Hashem, v'yachdu machne Ashur, he came and killed mei v'shmoyne v'chamishim elef, 185,000 soldiers, v'yashkinim v'moyker, and Chizkerev gets up in the morning, v'hinei kulim p'gar meisim, all the soldiers are laying dead. And the Mefarshim say, didn't his astrologers at the beginning of this piece of Gemara tell him, today is the day, so why did he wait? The Mefarshim say, astrologers, when they say whatever they say, they don't say that clearly. They give it as a general idea. Sancheriv didn't realize how urgent it was to do it today. Amar Papa, and this says Rav Papa, this is what Haina Damrinchi, this is what people say, Bas Dina, Batal Dina. If you delay something, you lose it. He, by not doing it that day, ended up not accomplishing what he wanted to, Baruch Hashem. Says the Gemara, V'yishbi Benoiv, as we're going to learn, V'yishbi Benoiv was the brother of Goliath, the son of Arpa, Asher B'yolda Harpa, the son of Harpa, U'mishko Kinoi, Shloish Meis Mishko Nechoshes, he weighed 300, his armory weighed 300 Mishko Nechoshes, V'chagar Kadosha, and he wore a new belt. V'yoyma lahakas is David. His intention was to kill David. And the Gemara goes into explaining this entire episode. Mai v'yishbi benoiv. Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav, ish shabah aliski noiv. Why was he called yishbi benoiv? Because he was the person appointed to take retribution for David, as we described earlier, for what happened benoiv. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu David, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to David, and Masi Yezeh Avon Zeh Tomim B'yotcha. How long will you have to carry the sin that we described earlier, that Noiv Ir Kahanim was destroyed because of you? Ayotcha Noir G'Noiv Ir Kahanim. Mefarshim explained, the Gemara is being very specific. The Gemara is using the words Tomim B'yotcha. Tomim means it's hidden. It wasn't like a real Aveira that David Melech did. It was only, so to speak, hidden in his hand, because like I explained earlier, it wasn't something that David deliberately did. Vayotcha, and because of this, as I explained earlier, Doig HaDoimi was the one that told Shaul to kill Noivir Kohanim, so ultimately Doig HaDoimi was killed. Vayotcha, and ultimately what happened was, Nergu Shaul v'shloshes bonav. Shaul and three of his children got killed in the Pelishtim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told David, you're going to have to take some level of responsibility, and you're going to have to suffer some sort of punishment. So he said, you have a choice. Ritzayn ch'yichlu zarecha. One option is that your children should be killed out. Or the other option is that you should fall in the hands of an enemy. Amul fanav, Ribbono shel Olam, he responded to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Motav emsa b'yad oyev, I prefer to fall into the hands of an enemy, v'lo yichlu zari, instead of my children being wiped out, chas v'shalom. Says the Gemara, Yoyim echad nofek lishka bezoi. One day he went out to catch a deer. And as we'll see, the Mefarshim discussed this. It turns out that this happened on a Friday, on an Erev Shabbos. Because normally David HaMelech would not go hunting for a deer. But it was Erev Shabbos, and he went to catch a deer that he should have meat, L'Kovet Shabbos. Because we discussed here previously that there's a question if a Jew is allowed to go hunting. Also Sotan, Bad Melech Katavya. So the Sotan looked like a deer. Pasuk Begira, and David HaMelech shot an arrow to try to catch the deer, Flemache, but he didn't catch it. Mashche, so the deer was running, add that Matyel Eretz Plishtim. Without David HaMelech realizing, he ended up in Eretz Plishtim. Kedchaz v'yishvi benoiv, so Yishvi benoiv sees David HaMelech, Omer, and he said, Hainan the Katli Legolius Achi. He is the one that killed my brother Goliath. We remember the story of David and Goliath. Kafse, he tied him up. He went and he put him under the olive press, and he sat on top of the olive press that David HaMelech should get crushed. It's Avadlei Nisa, but a tremendous nace happened. Makale Ara Betusei. The earth that he was laying in became soft and he couldn't get crushed. And Hainu Dixivan, that's what the Pasuk says in Tehillim. Tachav Tzadei Tachtei V'loi Modu Karsulai. So I saw the Ben Yoyada asks, David HaMelech had a deal with Hashem that he's going to get killed. So why didn't he get killed? So he says a very interesting teretz. What kind of death would have David HaMelech suffered if he would have gotten crushed? It would have been chenek. As we've learned many times, the punishment of chenek is given to someone who has an adulterous relationship with an Eishes Ish. In order that people should not make the mistake that this episode between David and Bathsheba, David really had an affair with an Eishes Ish. In order not, people shouldn't say that, couldn't get killed this way, because people would have said, you see, he got chenek at the end. Says the Gemara, as I said a moment ago, Hahu yoyma panya demal shabbos ahava. This episode took place on Erev Shabbos. Avisha ben Tzruya have a kochayif reishi, and Avisha ben Tzruya was washing his hair bedalad garbi, with four garbi of water. So from here the Pais can make this a halacha, make a number of observations. First of all, from here we see that on Friday you're supposed to wash your hair l'kavod Shabbos. And furthermore, as becomes evident in this episode, this happened quite a while before Shabbos. So you're not supposed to take your shower l'kavod Shabbos right before Shabbos. You're supposed to not do it right before. B'dal gar b'damaya. Chazinu, so he saw kisma d'dama. He saw blood stains in the water. Ekedamri asked the yoina itra kamei. A yoina came in front of Avishai and it was hurt. Amra, so Avishai said, Knesses Yisroina le yoina imsala. Kla Yisrael is compared to a dove. Shinemar, kan fe yoina nechba bekesef. So Rishayim discuss why is Kla Yisrael compared to a dove. So I saw two pshatim in the Rishayim. One pshat in the Rishayim is that a dove, when it gets attacked, uses its wings to protect itself. So too, what protects Kla Yisrael? The mitzvahs that we fulfill. But another fascinating pshat that I saw is that a dove has a very interesting characteristic. When it's traveling, when it's flying, and it gets tired, it rests one wing and flies with one wing. And then it takes turns. If it rests that wing and flies with the other wing. Kla Yisrael is the same. So Mefarshim try to understand what's the comparison. So I saw a tremendous pshat. We know that a Kodesh Baruch, and we unfortunately experienced this, that Kla Yisrael is spread out throughout the world. And many times, unfortunately, Kla Yisrael is attacked by our enemies. But because we are living all over the world, even if people in one place get killed, there's still Jews left in another place. So to the Yoina, even if one wing is not flying, the other wing is flying, we still always remain in certain areas. Says the Gemara. Shmamina, so by Avishai seeing what's going on here, she says, David Malki saw Betzara. There's a sign that something's wrong here. David Malki saw Betzara Shari. Osla Beise, he went to David Amelech's palace, Filei Ashkechei. He couldn't find him. But now he has a question. Omar, we learned earlier in our Masechta, Tanan, the Mishnah says, "Ein roich v'n al susoi, v'n yoish v'n al kisoi." When a regular person may not sit on the king's horse, on his throne, v'n mishtartim b'shabitoi, and nor may he use his sharbet. Now his question was, b'shas akana mai. What's the halacha b'shas skana? Osel shol be medrasha. So he went and asked in the Beis Medrash, Amalei, b'shas ha-sakana shapadami. Now it's b'shas ha-sakana, you're allowed to do whatever you have to do to go save the king. So I saw Ramosha, the Igros Moshe asks the obvious question. Avishai doesn't know this halacha. Everybody knows halacha, that if it's a situation of pikuach nefesh, everything is mutter. So he has a very interesting approach to the Gemara. He says that Avishai was obviously relying on a nes. Avishai was relying on a nes. Now, the question is, when you're allowed to do anything you need to do because of bikuach nefesh, Avishai Shaila was, is it hutra or dechuya? Hutra means it's completely mutter, there's no problem at all. Or is it dechuya, you're only allowed to do it because you have no choice. Avishai realized that he's going to need a nes here to save David. So if it's hutra, so you could do whatever you have to do. If it's dechuya, he didn't think a nes could happen through something which is not l'chatchila. So he went to Beis Medrash and he asked the Talmid HaChachamim, what is the din by Bikuch Nefesh? They told him, Shapadomi, everything is 100% mutter. Rachvei l'preide, so he got onto David HaMelech's mule, the Kum Ozel, and he traveled to find him. So Farshim asked, why did he need to take David HaMelech's mule? There was a shortage of mules. There were no other mules available besides David HaMelech's mule. So I saw two terutzim. One terutz is, he didn't want to really ride on a mule, because a mule is made from klayim, a horse and a donkey combined. But the Gemara says that the mule of David was created b'neis, and it wasn't klayim. So a mule is a fast animal, but it wasn't made b'klayim, only David HaMelech's. Another pshat, probably simple pshat, that since that mule was David HaMelech's mule, he had a connection to David HaMelech. He's the mule that's going to be able to find David. The Kamva Ozel, Kavtzalei Ara. And again, he also had the ability to travel quickly. Bekadid Kamazgi, as he's traveling to try to find David, Chazil Arpa, Imai, he saw the mother, Arpa, who was the mother. We know the story of Arpa, who was originally Naomi's daughter-in-law, but then she went back, and she was the mother of Goyas and Nishmi B'yoyf, Davinavla, that she was sowing. Kichazisei, when she saw Avishai, Pasik Lepilchei, she took her spindle, Shadrasei Alei, and she threw at him, Savra Lemikdalei. By hitting him, she thought she'd kill him. Amlei, but she missed. So now she asks him, Alam, you young man, Isolei Palach, please give me back my spindle. Paske Bereish Moicha, he stuck it in her skull to Kotla. Kethchazvi Yishvi Benoif, when Yishvi Benoif sees Avishai, Ama Hashtav Betray the Katnle. I have these two opponents, David and Avishai. I have to be concerned. Paske the David La'ela, so he threw David up to the sky, the Dotzle L'Ramche, and then he picked up his spear, and his thinking was, I'm a nafel alav nikdal. The David will fall on the spear and get stabbed. I'm Avishai. So Avishai says, I'm Avishai shame. Avishai said, some shame shemayim. Ukma the David men shemayim la'ara. And David Melch was suspended in the air. So I saw an interesting Paradise Yosef. We know that the six-cornered star that we're also familiar with, it's called Magen David. Why is it called the Magen David? So he says an interesting pshat. He says there were many people, Avram Avinu, others will discuss Avram Avinu later in our shir, that were attacked. But typically when somebody's attacked, they're attacked from four sides. David HaMelech is the first person that we find that was also suspended in the air. So it wasn't only that he was attacked from four sides, he was also up, he was in the air, there's a top and a bottom, that's why there's six corners to a Magen David. Ask the Gemara of Neimalei Ihu, why did David HaMelech need Avishai to do this? Why couldn't he do it himself? Says the Gemara, Ein chavish mati atzmei beis asurim. Somebody who himself is in trouble can't be the one to get himself out of the trouble. So Mefarshim explained why. Two pshatim. One pshat is that that's a fact of life. You need somebody else's chus. Another pshat is that he's too preoccupied that he can't have the proper kavana. Amrei my boss hacha. So Avishai asked David, what happened here? So David HaMelech replies to Avishai. He tells him the entire conversation that he had with Hashem. This is how I responded. So Avishai tells David, you should reverse your decision and not ask that you should be killed and your children should be saved. For he said, Barbara, Kira Lisbon, let your grandchildren sell wax, fat, Loitet Star. In other words, you don't have to worry what will be with your grandchildren. You have to take care of yourself. Amalei. So now David HaMelech says to Avishai, Yehochi Sai Badon, help me get out of this mess. Hanedik Siv, V'yazaloi Avishai Ben Tzruya. Amalei Yudam Rav, Sh'ozer Betfili. He was mispalu that David HaMelech should be able to be saved. Amalei Avishai Shem. So now Avishai says Hashem, V'achsei. And now David HaMelech's back on the ground. Have a Karada Basrayu. So Avishai Noiv was running after them. Kimati Kubei, when they got to the city of Kumbei, I'm a Kumbei. He said, let's stand here, let's not get into a fight with Yishbib Noiv. Kimati Betray, I'm a Betray Tachin Katlu La Arye. At that point they said, we think that we're, even though we're smaller than Yishbib Noiv, we'll be able to prevail. Trey Guyan, two small lions, or two small dogs, others say, to kill the lion. Amalei, how were they able to win over Yishvi Benoit? They said to him, Zil ishtakech l'arpech imech b'kuvra. They notified him that his mother, Arpa, was killed. Zil ishtakech l'arpech imech b'kuvra. Kitkura shmadi imei. When they told him that his mother, and his mother was dead, kachash chele, from the sorrow of hearing that his mother died, became weakened, the Katli, and they killed him. Hainat Xiv, Az Nishbul Anche, David Loy Tetzi, Oidi Tunnel Machama. At that point, they told David Melch, you shouldn't go out to war anymore. Vle Sikhbes Ne Yisrael. Tanabon. Shloshah, there are three people in our history that Kaft Salama Oritz, that we find Kfitzis Oritz, that they traveled quickly. Eliezer Avram Avinu, Yaakov Avinu, Avisha Ben Tzruya. And the Gemara explains. Avisha Ben Tzruya Hadamar, the Gemara that we just learned. Eliezer Avram Avram, what was the story of Eliezer Avram? The Ksiv Ova Hayoim Al Ayin. Lememra, the Hu Yoim Anofim. The day that he went out to find the wife of Yitzchak was the very same day that he arrived. How do we know? How do we know that happened the same day? So the first say a beautiful pshat. We know, we actually learned the Gemara, that Avram Avinu wrote a shtar, he wrote a document giving all of his possessions to Yitzchak. When you write a shtar, it has to be dated. When Eliezer came to the home of Besuel, he showed him the shtar. And they saw that the shtar was dated that very same day. So they saw that the day that he arrived, the day he left was the day that he arrived. So Rabbi Yonasan Eibschitz explains why was it so important that it should all happen on that very same day. So he answers a very interesting teretz. We've learned many times, we know that Rivka was a ketana when she got married. And midaraisa, only a father can be mekadosh a ketana, no one else. The rest, we know, is only kedusha derabbanan and a mother or a brother. Saul was dying that night. So Yitzchak wanted to have kedusha deraisa. So it was important that Yitzchak get married that very day. Afterwards, it would only be Kedusha Derabbanan. But Farshim also go on to say that not only did Eliezer have Kfitzis Sederach on the way to the home of Besuel, but also on the way back, because Yitzchak wanted to fulfill the mitzvah of getting married, so he had Kfitzis Sederach that Yitzchak could get married immediately. Yaakov Avinu, what's the story with Yaakov Avinu? The Ksiv, the Yetz Yaakov Be'esheva V'yelech Harona, the Ksiv, the Yifka Mamakim V'yolon Shom Kibar Shemesh. When Yaakov arrived at Charon, Rashi says it's Yerushalayim. I passed the place where the others davened. I didn't daven there. So he wanted to go back to Beisel. As soon as he had this machshava, he had kfitz aretz, and it came back to where he was. And he davened there. So the Brisker Rav says, we only find that there was Kfitzis Haaretz for Yaakov Avinu after he got to Haran and realized he passed Beisel. What about until he got to Haran? Why was there no Kfitzis Haaretz? So Brisker Rav says, a Gevaldik Teretz. He says, because every step that Yaakov Avinu took towards Haran, he was fulfilling a mitzvah. His parents told him to go towards that direction. There's no reason to make Kfitzis Haaretz where you lose out steps that you could be mekayim a mitzvah of kibra vein. Dova acher, ein begir el tefillah. Shnemar, vata atespal ba'aram hazeh, vatisu ba'adam rina v'tefillah, vatifkabi, v'yolun shom, kivah shemesh, bas detzoli, after he davened, boilam hader. He wanted to go back. Omar kodesh baruch hu tzadik zeh boi l'beis meloinai. This tzadik is coming to my home, yifta b'loi lina, and he should leave without staying over. Yad b'bar shemesh, v'hanad eksiv, and that's what the pasuk says when Yaakov Avinu got to Pniel. So the pasuk uses the words v'yizrach lo yashemesh. So the question is v'chiloi b'lvad zarcha. The sun doesn't only come up for one individual; the sun comes up for everyone. Ella, Amr v'yitzchak shemesh shabab avara. The sun that set earlier because of Yaakov Avinu at this point zarch b'avura. It came up early at that time when he came to Pniel. So I saw that the Mefarshim explained. What happened was, we know that Yaakov Avinu was Misakin Tfilas Arvis. Why was Yaakov Avinu Misakin Tfilas Arvis? Because Yaakov Avinu had a very big problem. He figured he has time to daven mincha. And all of a sudden, the sun sets. And he can't daven mincha anymore. So what's the halach if somebody misses mincha? You daven Maariv twice. But if there's no Maariv, there's no second Maariv. So at that time, Yaakov Avinu was Misakin Tfilas Mariv, v'yifka m'mokim, he was Misakin Tfilas Mariv, so in order that he should be able to have Tashlumim for the mincha that he missed. But then I saw a beautiful vart from Yisachar Doiv from Belz in this Gemara. Here the Gemara says, v'yifka m'mokim, the Yaakov Avinu was Mispalo, ain't the Giel Tfila. So he explains as follows. Avram Avinu was Misakin Tfilas Shachris. And the Gemara says, Kol hakaveh makom l'tfilosoi alakei Avraham ba'ozroi. Avraham Avinu was misakin tefillah shachris, but in order for our tefillah to be successful, you have to be kaveh makom. It takes a very high level of seriousness if we want our tefillahs to accomplish. That was Avraham Avinu's takana. Yitzchak Avinu realized that not everybody is not madrega. So the pasuk says, V'yetze Yitzchak l'suach besada. L'suach is a conversation. It's a much lower level. It's a lesser level of concentration. Yitzchak Avinu was misakin that even if we're not on that high level of concentration, our tefillahs can work. But then Yaakov saw that even that doesn't work. So v'yifka m'makim. V'yifka means just to stop. If a person stops from his hectic day and takes the moment to daven, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears our tefillah. Continues the Gemara. Umnolon. So now we saw an Aleph that David HaMelech reversed his request. And that even though originally he requested that he should die and his children should survive, it turned around. Amar Rav Yitzchak, Umnolon the Kolzar the David, and where do we indeed see that David HaMelech's children indeed perish? The Ksiv, the Salya Aim Achazya, Ros Kmeis Beno, the Talk of the Tavis called Zera Mamalacha. As the Gemara, not all of David HaMelech's children were killed. The style of Yoyish. Yoyish survived. Answers the Gemara, Hosam Namish Dayav Yosa. One Kayan remained from the city of Noiviv Kanim. The Ksav, the Yamola ben Echad Lech Melech ben Echatoiv, Ushmav Yosa. So since one Kayan remained, that's why one descendant of Beis David remained. Omer of Yehuda Merav, Imolin Nishtayav Yosa Lech Melech ben Echatoiv, if not that of Yosa survived, L'nishtam Zahar Shal David Sarah Rapalit, then nobody would have been left from David HaMelech's family either. Amar Yehuda Merav, Baalayim Sancherem HaRosha. So now the Gemara goes back to Sancherev attacking Yerushalayim. Sancherev came, Ba'abon V'chamishim Elef Ish, with 45,000 people, B'nai Melochim, princes, Yoshim V'kronos Shalzov, who sat in gold chariot, V'imash Golanus V'zolanus, he brought along prostitutes. Mepharshim explained what's Pshat, the Gemara, the Pasuk is teaching us. What do we need to know? To show us how Sancherev's attitude was to this battle. He was certain that this is no big deal. Somebody who's worried about a battle isn't going to bring along Zionists. He's not worried. Uveshmeinim elef gebayrim, levushay sroim, klipa, uveshishim elef, they were wearing armor, uveshishim elef achuzi cherev, 60,000 people holding weapon, rotsim lefonov, v'sharp roshim. Became Baal Avram, and we find, says the Gemara, that when Avram Avinu held battle, Farshan explained that after Avraham Avinu tried to save Lot, they all came and attacked him. The Kana Sidim Lavoi in Gog and Magog. So too will we find that when Gog and Magog comes to attack Klal Yisrael, it will be a tremendous army. Tana. Orech Machneu. What was the length of this camp? Abamei Parsi. Reich of Tzavah Susav. If you line up all of the horses next to each other, Abraham Parsi. It takes up 40 Parsi. Sach Machneu. Masayim v'shishim rabuim ala apayim chosar chad. Ask the Gemara, what does chosar chad mean? Boya by chosar chad ribu, is it meaning minus 10,000? A chosar chad alpha, or does it mean minus 1,000? A chosar meyer, or does it mean minus 100? A chosar chad. Take what the Gemara doesn't answer. So Mepharshim asks, what do we need to know? How big that army was. So I saw two truths. One tarot says, let's say somebody's going to write a similar sentence. Chosar. So we need to know what chaser means. Whatever the definition there is, maybe the definition when somebody writes such a sentence. Another pshat that I saw is that let's say somebody, we have here, there was a tremendous army. So let's say somebody wants to donate to a good cause. According to the amount of people, there were soldiers in Sancherev's army. We need to know the exact number of people who were in that army. Tanak, Rishonim Ovu B'Shechi. The first people, as they walked through the water, walked up to their ankles. Shnemar, v'cholof, Yehuda, shatef, ovra, and tsoim, ovra, b'koyma. The first had to go bending down. The second walking, standing up. Shnemar, atzavar, yagia, achroinim, helabofer, b'glaim. So many soldiers walked by that they completely dried out the river. V'lamotzumayim, b'nor, lishtos, at shaviu, mayim, mokum, achav, v'shasul. They completely dried out the river. Shnemar, ani, karati, v'shisisimayim. Says the Gemara of Aksiv, but the Pasuk uses a different number, as we said at the beginning of the year. V'yeitz Malach Hashem v'yaknam amachna Asher mei v'shmayim v'chamishim elef v'yishkim v'boik v'nina kulam begar meisim. So what is the correct number? Amar Rav Avua, that number of 185,000 represents Rosh Hagais HaSein, were the people who were the leaders of the battalions, not the regular soldiers. Amar V'ayshi, Deikonami d'ksiv b'mashmonov rozen b'mashmanim disbu. These were the leaders. Amar V'ina Deikonami d'ksiv v'yishlach Hashem Melech v'yichochei kol gibah chayil v'nogid v'sar b'machna v'yoytzei beisa l'kov m'yatzim mavshov himilo b'cherev. Shmamina. So that's speaking only about the leaders. Ask the Gemara, the Mahikam, how were they killed? Rav Elazar Omer, v'yahikam, shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'yayisro asiyad agdolo, hayad, that's the pasuk by Kriyas Yamsuf. Says the Gemara, es hayad, refers to hayad, shesida leparim in Sancheriv, the hand that HaKadosh Baruch will use to destroy Sancheriv and his army. That Sancheriv actually survived. Rav Yeshua amar be'etzahikam, shenemar v'yoyim ha'chatum al paroi, etzba elakimhi. He etzba, this is the etzba shesipar, shesida leparim in Sancheriv. Rav Elazar ben Oshab Yitzhak Glila amar, omla HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gavriel, Magalcha, Tusha, is your sword taken out. Omer from the Rebbeinu Shlom, the Tusha, by Medes Meshesh Shimei Bereshis. I'm waiting from Shesh Shimei Bereshis. Shinema, Mepnei Charova Yisnodadu. They got shooken up from this sword. Rav Shimon ben Yochaimer, Oysa Perik, at that time, Zman Bishul Peris Hoya. It was a time when the fruits get ripe. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Gavriel. And Hashem said to Gavriel, when you go out to the world to make sure the fruit gets ripened, that's the time to attack their army. While you're taking care of your meal, take care of your enemy too. He sneezed and they died. He just clapped his hand. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha Amar, as nine gilolahem, he opened up the ears of these soldiers. They heard how the malachim say shirat Hashem. Umesu, and they passed away. Shnemar, Mimrei Mamscha Nefotzu Goyim. V'kama Neshtaimahem, how many people were not killed? Rav Amar Asora. 10 people survived, and we're going to explain soon who they were. Shnemar V'shar Atzayara, Nisbiyu V'nar Yiksevim. Kama Nar Yochel Lichtoiv, how much could a Nar write at one time? Asora. V'shmul Amatisha Shnemar V'nishabai Asholas K'noikiv Zayis, Shnai Shloshim Gagirim Baroish Arba Arba Chamisha B'tzifel. So Arba Chamisha, 4 + 5 = 9. Mishuban Levi Omer Arba Osir, 14. Shnema Shnaim Shloisha, 2 + 3 = 5. Arba Chamisha = 9. 9 + 5 = 14. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chamisha. Who were the 5? Sancheriv V'shnei Bonav, Nevuchadnezzar V'Nevuzaradan. Says the Gemara, Nevuzaradan. That Nevuzaradan survived, we have a Gemara, we have a Kabbalah. Nevuchadnezzar, the Ksivir Rav, the Via Dami Lebaralkin. Vilav the Chazia, Mna Havayada. If not that he saw the Malach, how would he have known? It must be that he saw the Malach that killed Sancheriv and his army, and he survived. Sancheriv Shnei Bonav, how do we know that they survived? The Ksivir Yehu Mishtach Vabes Nisrach Alakov. He went, the Gemara will explain this in tomorrow's shir, to worship Nisroch, his god, and that's when his children killed him.